Ale House, tell me all about it. Why are you two so excited about this play?
Well, the original, The Ale House, was written by Furlong and Power back in 1995. It's been on a couple of occasions at the Neptune was, which is the Epstein now. And the writers brought it back and we showcased the play in St. Helens Theatre Royal. That was back in October.
I remember, yeah. Got rave reviews.
Rave reviews, yeah. Went down a storm, and we weren't ready for it to finish because we had such a great cast with us, great company. So we searched around all the theatres to put this back on. Jake and myself have been round everywhere, burning the midnight oil, yeah. And we found a beautiful theatre, which is Grand Central. It's above Quiggins on Renshaw Street. We've renovated the place. We put central heating in. We've done a whole new seating system. There's been no expense spared. So from St. Helens, we've had that great stepping stone, and this show is going to be our first showcase for this future theatre to be a new feeder theatre for the city.
Jake, this theatre is quite amazing. It's a hidden secret.
It's a hidden gem. Yeah. And we've had this workmen in there now. They will be up to the last minute, so to make it such a... you know, as a comedy, people have got to be comfortable and nice, and it's a beautiful space. Me and Philip are co-producing and co-directing, but we didn't realise what we were taking on. Luckily, we've got a great budget. Luckily, we've got a great cast, and everything's going great. So once we got in there, and it's made for this space as well, this show, the ALO sort of lives in the theatre itself. It's made for the place.
Yeah, the problem we have with the venue is, 1905, it was a Methodist church, so... Still inside there, there's a great, beautiful organ, but we've covered that with a screen for projection. Now, the thing is, we haven't got flies, or we haven't got backstage, or we haven't got a curtain drop. So what we've done is we've built the most amazing set, which never gets closed off, so it looks like you are sitting in a pub.
Yeah.
We've spent 2 months on this set, yes. Rebuilding the bar, ordering brass works from the States. The only thing we haven't got is a live working pump. Obviously, keep the actors off the ale.
Tell us the story of the Ale House.
It's the morning after New Year's Eve, and it's basically your regular characters from a classic pub down your road. It's a pub that everyone's going to know. And these characters, I mean, some great actors. We've got Lindsay Germain, who's forever on the Royal Court and the likes of that. We've got...
A powerhouse of a woman.
Unbelievable.
She's the linchpin of the show. Yeah. She's the landlady, obviously. Great voice. Powerful actor, and it's wonderful to have Lindsay with us. And
we've got James McMartin coming back in the role as Robbo. We've got George Wilson. We've got a great actor called Kevin Dean, who's brought a lot to this play. Yeah. And there's some great comic moments. Without ruining the story, we're there to not confuse you.
Not to educate you. Not to confuse you, simply to entertain you.
And that was a great quote from Tony Furlong, the original writer of the
show. How long is the play running for?
It's running from February the 25th. We open tomorrow. And it goes on till March the 19th.
Oh, wow. So it's a long run.
Yeah. Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. Press night's on Monday. I hope you're going to join us, Pete, because that night's already sold out now.
Yeah.
So. Matinees?
Yes.
Saturday matinees at 3 p.m. They're doing actually quite well because what we found in St. Helens, a lot of people like to come and see the show first and then carry on the drinking and go out into town.
So when you go into the building, where's the theatre as you go in?
Upstairs.
So is it directed? So
it's just directed.
Up the road from the Delphi. Up the road.
Oh, there'll be red carpets out. Yeah. We're pulling out all the stuff.
It's going to look like a little spot from the West End. Yeah. Hopefully by the time we finish. We've got neon signs letting you know the showtime.
Is this the start of something new?
I hope so. And there's a point I wanted to make is that there's so many talented actors in Liverpool and musicians who are unemployed at the moment. And I think there's room for another theatre in this city for local actors. And hopefully this is a cast of local actors who are all consummate professionals.
And we've noticed when we've done this as well, there's so many people out there who have got small productions that they want to showcase. Mm-hmm. Now, there's not that many theatres which hold, because this holds 800 seats. Now, the only other theatre likes of that is the Royal Court. Now, that's just stepped up a league with the refurbishment. That's only going to take big-time shows, whereas mm-hmm. we're looking for small productions from people. We've had people come up to us from Lipper with great ideas, and this is a new place now, like a feeder theatre, to showcase those events.
I love your enthusiasm from the both of you, because you need that, Because it's not easy to start a business.
No.
Advertising's the hardest.
That was the biggest thing.
It's the biggest problem in
that
the
was
world.
The bit, that's what we spent
you
all
could
of.
Have seen us a couple of weeks ago. Well, I had Jake on my shoulders. We were drilling off, you know, on the top of Islington where they have the fly posters. We didn't know about the fly poster game. Ian, apologies for this. I've got Jake, get on my shoulders. He's on my shoulders drilling these things.
We're drilling our posters on walls.
Next day, this Ian calls and goes, what are you doing? This is my business. Fly poster. Sorry, we didn't know all about this.
We're a two man band. It's a bit at the start. We took a lot on, and like Phil had said to me the other day, it's going to be the death of me, this show. and that's the beauty of it. You know, we've given ourselves 110%.
It's interesting because Philip is not a fool in business.
No, he's a great businessman.
He's a very successful businessman. Always has been. Now this could be, well, it won't be, but it could be an ever ending bucket of. Taking money.
It is at the moment, but I mean,
you see a future.
I do see a future. Yeah. We turned the corner in the past couple of weeks because our biggest hurdle has been it's not a theatre. People don't know. We haven't got the database to just send out to people to come. So it's letting people know that there is a theatre there. But with the helps of yourself, Peter, and thank you for this, and thank you to all the press. We had a great press launch at Dr. Duncan's, and we've been in the Echo 7 times. Yeah, the press has been right on our side, and without that, I don't think we could have continued.
I think everybody should be on your side because the city is on the biggest role ever. The more we have here, the more we bring to the table.
Yes,
it's important to do stuff like this. Okay. So what are you thinking about for the next one? Or should we not?
We have got something
that?
Up our sleeve, yeah. You know, the writers did Nightcaller.
Yeah.
I know it's a bit too early for that because it's not long been at the Royal Court, but we have a great idea for the great two ideas coming up. We want to keep that up our sleeves. Right.
How are the bookings going for the Alehouse?
Great. It's as Philip just said, we've turned this corner over the last week. Ticket sales have started rocketing up, so we're sold out press night. A lot of other shows are getting close to sold out, so it's getting really, really.
And I've got to say, it's a true and tested piece. Because it's always done well. Yes. Always done well. Mm-hmm. It's a great piece. It was great to St. Helens audiences absolutely adored it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's our one bit of confidence is no matter what happens, we know we've got a great script behind us and a great cast. So. Whether the building's not finished or what have you,
the show will go on. Yeah, if Dr. Theatre always looks after you in the end.
It is weird, that, isn't it?
I remember
doing a panto once and we didn't have a technical run. Our opening night was the technical run. How we got through it, we'll never know. Yeah. But it is Dr. Theatre. Yeah. It happens like that.
It comes together, and that's, I can feel it happening now. Yeah. You can just feel it all coming together right now. Last night, we were so excited we couldn't sleep because it was just all coming together.
Is there a buzz with the actors?
Yes.
Yeah, great buzz. And everyone who works in the building, everyone loves it. Everyone loves the people. It's a great community spirit.
And the last night was the first time actual people from the theatre saw what we're doing because we've been in a different rehearsal studios. And when they saw it last night, they were going, this is a great show, isn't it? We told you it is. Yeah.
We wouldn't be doing it otherwise.
Are people shocked when they go in and see the theatre?
Yeah.
Very shocked,
Because I've seen pictures. I've never been in. And I was shocked.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Well, it looks a lot better even now. It looks even better now.
And of course, if it takes off, which it will, you'll be able to add to it and add to it and add to it and add to it and make it better and better. I actually think you couldn't have opened at a better time. I think we're on a roll right now with theatre. I think places like the Royal Court have educated new people to come to theatre with Mrs. Brown, because we can never take them away from that. That was Mrs. Brown was there. In fact, that's when they learned. I was there the night a bottle rolled down 23. They thought, no, we won't take the drinks in. We'll bring plastic cups. Can they have a drink there?
Yes.
Yes, of course they can.
Late bar.
Take a drink in with
them. Late bar. Yes.
So they can meet the actors again.
Will you?
Yes. After the
Actually,
show?
You may meet the characters after the show.
Right. Oh, the characters.
I mean, the one great thing about this show is we had a lot of people come up to us in St. Helens and they were saying, well, we've never been to the theatre before. This is one of the best shows we've ever seen. Yeah. So we're trying to promote people who don't go to the theatre, just get out and have a good old night and we'll introduce them. It's kind of the panto phrase, you're introducing kids.
Yeah.
We're introducing the people who've never been to theatre before.
Well, I say it all the time. To me, I go to a theatre, see a show that's good and have a drink. I don't want to go out after. No. I've had a fully entertained night. Yeah. And if I haven't got the car, I can jump the train home. Yeah. That's the great thing. Yeah. It really is.
And we're in town, so the trains,
you're
buses,
right in the centre of
you
it.
You can have a meal before and come and see the show. And
it's
yourself.
Right near the Adelphi. It's just up the road from
and
the
I don't
Adelphi.
Know whether you know that you're mentioned in this play so much. You know, you are officially rhyming slang, Peter.
For ice.
It is for ice.
Plenty of Pete Price in that, please.
Lads, I am so glad you came in. Now, what I'd like you to do is maybe come in middle of the run, tell us how it's going. Let's give it a boost. Also, if they go to the matinee, they're going to get a surprise at the place if they've never been in, because there's shops, isn't there?
There's also concessions as well for the matinees.
How old? Because you know I'm 70 now. So do I get a pass?
Yeah,
you have to show me
pictures. Yeah, you get concessions. Bring your bus pass with you. That's great.
But we've also done things for community groups because, like we said, we want people to come in to the theatre who've never been before. So we've just done something with Ticket Quarter where anyone from community groups can get £5 tickets on matinees.
That's a lovely idea.
Yes.
That's a lovely idea. So a group of people listening now, a group of pensioners, line dancers, a community group that are just working on, they can get a deal.
Yeah.
And of course, 800 seats, so the sky's the limit what you can put on.
Exactly.
Let's hope we fill it.
Jake, can't thank you enough. Phil, can't thank you enough. Jake
Peter,
Abrams.
We can't thank you enough.
We can't thank you enough.
We're going to see you in a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah, hopefully see you Monday night, though.
Yep.
Yes.